Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners because, as you know, we are in the week of Unity, which is a week in which Muslims from all sects, both Sunni and Shia, come together and unite. And as you know, it is a week which falls between the two traditions regarding the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of them is a tradition related from the Ahl Sunnah, and the other is one related from the Shia. So today on Hadith of the Day, we'd like to recite for our listeners a beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the importance of unity. Before we get to that, there is many verses of the Holy Quran which kind of allude to the importance of unity. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read that God Almighty said, "Hold fast on to the rope of God. اِعْتَسَمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا." And do not scatter amongst yourselves, right? So this is a verse in which the importance of unity has been mentioned and has been alluded to. We have another verse, again, another verse in the Holy Quran in which God alludes to the importance of unity. In this verse, God Almighty relates the story of the Prophet Moses. When the Prophet Moses went to upon the mountain of Tur to receive God's commandments after the Exodus from Egypt and after he led the children of Israel out of Egypt, when he went up to the mountain of Tur and he was awaiting God's command, right, the children of Israel, while they were awaiting his return, right, they forced Hazrat Harun, the Prophet Aaron, right, to do some and to commit some unbecoming acts which the Prophet Moses had prohibited him from doing. And when Moses returned and he scolded his brother for doing that, in response to that, the Prophet Aaron said that I only succumbed because I was scared that I would cause a rift and a disunity amongst the children of Israel, right? So this kind of alludes to the importance of unity and how important it is. In a beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said that the person who disunites from the general populace and general population of Muslims and he separates himself from the ummah is like a sheep that separates itself from the flock, and such a sheep obviously is, it would succumb itself to, right, the snares of the wolf, right? So this kind of hadith and hadith like this, the verses of the Holy Quran, allude to the importance of unity. Thank you for joining us here on the Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of unity in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.